Yeah.
Hello?
All right, perfect.
Hello, yes, I have a Miss Felicia Heron on the line. First name is F-E-L-E-C-I-A. Last name is H-E-R-R-I-O, and as in Nancy. And her best phone number is 601-641-8103. Mm-hmm. And she needs assistance with her hair relaxer clean.
Got it. Okay, sounds good. You can send her on over.
All right, Felicia, I'll take you from here. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, hello. Hello, is this Felicia?
Yes,
hello, Felicia. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. We were just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Let me see here. I'll make it quick here for you. If any of these questions sound repetitive, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Felicia, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
No? Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Felicia, have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, sir.
Yes? Okay. Were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
No. Yes, it was after.
It was after? I'm very sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
It was ovarian cancer.
Was this for you or a loved one?
It was me.
Okay. So, Felicia, you were the one diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype? If not, it's okay.
The subtype?
If you don't know, it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. And then you said you were filing this claim for yourself.
Yes, sir.
When were you diagnosed with cancer or ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed in April of 2023, April 7th.
Did you say April 7th?
Yes, sir.
April 7th of the year 2023?
Yes, sir.
April 7th, 2023. Okay, let me see. Do you remember the doctor's name who diagnosed you?
The doctor name is Dr. Michael Adams Jr.
Dr. Michael Adams?
Uh-huh.
Junior?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, do you remember the doctor's phone number?
No, I don't have the phone number.
Do you remember the clinic name? I can try to look it up.
The hospital name was University of Medical Center, of the Mississippi Medical Center.
University, or Mississippi University Medical Center?
Yes, sir.
Let me see. M-I-S-S-I. Mississippi University Medical Center. Let me just try to look that up here really quick. Okay, University of Mississippi Medical Center. Is it that one?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Let me just get the address of that place. And okay, and then for that one, that's where Dr. Michael Adams Jr. is located?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the address for that medical center, I have 250 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi, 39216. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the number for that medical center, I have 601-984-1000. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then were you diagnosed in the state or of Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Let me see here. Where is Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
Are you state? Got it. Okay. Okay, now let me see here. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Now, Felicia, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
You are? And then what is your date of birth?
March 2nd, 1986.
Okay. You said March 2nd, the year 1986?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Now, Felicia, did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers?
Yes, my daughter used it, but...
Your daughter has used it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just put that down here. Your daughter used it as well. And then the state that you used hair relaxer, that was Mississippi, correct?
Correct.
Okay. When did you start using the hair relaxer?
Oh.
To the best of your knowledge.
Probably about 2015.
2015 is when you started?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the month and day? To the best of your knowledge.
I say the summer.
The summer?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Does May, is that a good month to put it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember if it was the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, or the end of the month?
It was probably the middle of the month.
Okay. So for the start date that you started using the hair relaxer, I put down here May 15th of 2015. Does that sound about right?
Yeah,
around there, right? No worries. Okay, yeah. We just have to have like an estimate. Now, when did you stop using the hair relaxer?
The end of March of 23.
The end of March of 2023. Okay, so for that one, I put March 25th, 2023. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay. How often did you use the products?
Oh, like...
Were you applying them weekly, monthly, or just 4 times per year?
I did it like 5 times a year.
Okay. So there's no 5 times per year. So for now, I'll just put 4 times per year, okay?
Okay.
Okay. How many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
About 8 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did you receive the hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both. Salon mostly.
Salon mostly? Okay.
Yeah.
Mostly the salon.
Yeah.
Let me see here. If the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Like a local dollar store, Family Dollar, or Dollar General.
Okay, like a dollar store?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll just put dollar store there. Now, when it was done professionally, can you provide the salon name?
I can't even remember.
Uh-huh.
Her name, but she's in Prentice.
Oh, but do you know the salon name? Not of the lady that did it for you, but the salon name.
She didn't have a name on her salon. We actually just, it was in the town port.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know a name for her salon.
Got it. Let me see here.
Not...
Okay, so you don't remember the salon name, correct?
Right.
Okay, no worries. For now, I'll just put that you don't remember the salon name. Let me see here.
Going to be a problem? I could try to...
No, for now, it should be fine. Let me see here. Felicia, what brand name of products have you used? Do you remember?
I use Dark and Lovely L'Oreal.
Okay, Dark and Lovely L'Oreal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see here. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Can you say that again?
Yes, of course. So let me see here. Let me try to reword it. No, I know it's kind of a confusing. There's like 3 questions in that question.
Okay.
Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year?
It started after.
Okay.
It was over more than a year.
Okay. So for that question, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year? You said yes?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Let me see here. I know. Sorry. That question always kind of confuses everyone. So I need to find a way to reword it. Let me see here. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the cancer?
I did chemotherapy. I got a partial hysterectomy. I'm trying to say that word right. Hysterectomy surgery. I get pain meds and the immunotherapy. I can't talk. I'm tired.
No, that's okay. Trust me, I know. Sometimes there are times when I come into work and I can't even speak on the phone. Okay. So the treatments that you were dealing with were chemo and then you had a partial hysterectomy?
Uh-huh.
Got it. Okay. Do you remember the treatment date?
Treatment date.
Like when you were having that chemo?
April 10th, 2023.
April 10th of the year
2023?
Okay. Okay, let me see here. Okay, so that was like about 3 days after you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then was that the same doctor that diagnosed you? Was that the same one that was treating
yes.
you? Dr.
No,
Michael?
My treatment doctor was Christian Walter Haygood.
Christian Walter, what was the other name?
Haygood.
Paglet?
Haygood, H-A-Y-G-O-O-D.
Haygood. Correct? Is it Haygood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh, that's it.
No, that's okay. Dr. Christian Walter Haygood, correct?
Yes, Walters has an S on it.
Got it. Okay. And then was that in the same hospital, the University of Mississippi Medical Center?
Uh-huh. It's the same.
Same one? Okay. Same location, just different doctor, right?
Right.
Okay, let me just copy and paste that information on here too. 601-984-1000. Okay. Form. Okay, perfect. Just making sure everything aligns here. Now, Felicia, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female. Okay, let me see here. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then for your first name, I have here Felicia. Is it F-E-L-E-C-I-A?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is there a middle name?
Ashley.
You said Ashley?
Yes.
Okay. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name, is it Harion?
Yes.
Okay.
Harion.
Harion. Sorry about that. See, I can't even speak today either. Okay, so
everybody makes fun of my last name.
So that's H-E-R-R-I-O-N?
Correct.
Okay. Is there any suffixes in your name, like the second, the third, or none?
No.
Okay. And then what is your social, Felicia?
It's 428-616-6878.
Okay, you said 428, and then I didn't get the rest.
Oh, 616-6878.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, so it is 428-616878, correct?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Thank you for that. And then, Felicia, what is your primary contact email?
FeliciaHarrion30@gmail.com.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so it's your first name, Felicia, last name, Harrion, 30, as in 30, at gmail.com?
Right.
Got it, okay. And then your phone number here, is it 601? Is it that one?
Yes, 641-8103.
Okay, so it is 601-641-8103?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I know. There's two phone numbers that popped on here, so I was just a little confused. The area code is 601, and then your actual phone number is 641-8103, right?
Right.
Okay, now, is that primary phone number a home number or a cell phone?
It's my cell.
Your cell? Okay. And then what is your preferred way of contact? Is it a call, text, or email?
I could do the call, email, either one.
Either one of those? Okay. I'll just put a call.
Okay.
When is the best time for you to receive calls in case the attorneys want to contact you? In the morning, afternoon, or evening?
I could do morning.
Mornings? Okay. You prefer mornings?
Anytime, really.
Yeah. Okay. But you would prefer mornings? Are you a morning person?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I'm up with them girls. Put them on that bus.
Let me see here. And then what is your primary contact address or your home address?
It's 2317 Albert Avenue.
Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is it, I'm sorry if I say this wrong, Prentice?
Prentice, yes.
Prentice, okay. So I have here 2317 Albert Avenue, Prentice, mm-hmm. Jefferson Davis County.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said that was in the state of Mississippi. Zip code is 39474.
Right.
Okay, is this an apartment or a house?
It's a house.
It's a house, okay. Let me see here. Now, do you have a copy of the medical records for the diagnosis?
No, I don't have a copy.
No, but the doctors do have one, right? They exist?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Let me see. All right. Let me see here. All right. So now for this part, we just need an emergency contact in case for some reason we can't reach you. Who would you like me to put on there?
How about my mom?
Does she live with you? Or no?
No, she's like 9 minutes away from me.
Okay, let me see here. So this is your mother. What is her name?
Mary Harrion.
M-A-R-Y?
Yes.
And then H-E-R-R-I-O-N, right?
Uh-huh.
What's her phone number?
It's 601.
Uh-huh.
543-9780.
Okay, so her phone number is 601-543-9780.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. Okay, it looks like everything so far looks good. Let me just go ahead and review these documents before I send them to you.
Okay.
You know, let me see. I don't want to send you something that is incorrect. All right, let's see. Let's go to this page. Mm-hmm. Click continue. Okay, click next. All right, let's see. Okay, so Felicia, might sound a little repetitive. First name was spelled F-E-L-E-C-I-A. middle name Ashley, Ashley, and then last name is Herrion, Herrion.
Correct.
Okay, and then for your address, I have 2317 Albert, that is Albert Avenue, Prentiss, which is Prentiss, Mississippi, 39474, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then your phone number is 601-641-8103. Okay, and then your email is first name Felicia, last name Harrion, and then the number 30@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, let me see. And then your date of birth is March 2nd, 1986.
Correct.
Okay, and then your social is 428-616878.
Right.
Okay. Let me see here. Everything looks good.
Practice Cypress.
Okay, everything looks good. I'm going to go ahead and send this to you. If you want to, go ahead and put me on speaker, please, and then I can walk you through it. I sent the documents both via email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you.
Oscar?
Yes, Oscar. That's my name.
And I click on review document.
Yes, yes. There should be a link. Go ahead and click on the link, and then it'll send you to the, it's called DocuSign website. And then I believe there's like a yellow start button.
Okay. Begin signing.
And then there's going to be an area that asks you to draw your signature, and there is going to be an area that asks for your initials. Just be aware of that, okay? One's initials and one's a signature. If you have any questions or you're kind of confused, let me know. I can help you out. Does everything make sense so far?
Uh-huh. I'm clicking Spanish.
No. Don't click Spanish. It should be English.
Oh. No, I said, I did the signing and it said Spanish. So I clicked
Spanish.
Oh, it's
Spanish. Yeah. I said Spanish. I was like, what?
My heart dropped, Lord.
No. Yeah. I thought you said Spanish. I was like, unless you know Spanish.
None.
All right, let me see here. Yeah, I received your documents. Let me just make sure that everything is correct. Okay, I see a beautiful signature here. All right, let me see here. Yeah, you have a really good signature. I like it. Let me see here. Signature there. Initials there. Beautiful. Okay, yeah, I see your initials and signature on here. Yes, so thank you for those documents. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to send these over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to try to call you here in the next within the next 5 business days just to confirm that all of this is correct with you. It's very important that you pick up that call because they can't start this process until you verify it with them personally, okay?
Okay.
And then I will also text you my personal work number in case you have any questions, concerns, or you haven't heard from them in over a week. You can call me and text me and I can dig into it as to why they haven't reached out to you.
Okay.
Got it? Sound good?
All right.
Okay. Well, Felicia, I'll text you right after this call with my number. I appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.